This is Magic Drive Time, your daily dose of Orlando Magic basketball.
Magic have numbers if they go. Banchero now through the lane. He jams it down. B5 through five Raptors.
Magic Drive Time is presented by International Diamond Center, your local diamond experts since 1981.
High screen from Franz. Now Kell spins into the lane. Long two. Off the rim. Franz can fly it in. Put back is good. Franz Wagner. It's your night, 22.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome everyone to Magic Drive Time. We are presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli, Jake Chapman here with you, the Orlando Magic. Back at it here tonight, and we're going to have the game for you right here on 96.9 The Game. The Magic hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. Oh, what a terrific basketball game this will be. New Orleans 42-26. Just like the Orlando Magic, they are fifth in the Western Conference. The Magic come in 41-28, fifth in the Eastern Conference. The Pelicans are one game back of the LA Clippers. The Magic a half a game behind the New York Knicks. And man, things are getting awfully interesting in the Eastern Conference standings, which we want to get to here immediately. Lots to get to on this show. We'll get you our call of the game. We'll re-update some of the stats that this Magic team is pulling off right now. But Jake, I have to imagine it. You can feel it. There's an electricity in the building. There's electricity at shoot-around here this morning. There is just an overall sense that this game tonight against the New Orleans Pelicans means a little something extra. Not that they're not all important. Not that it wasn't important against the Hornets, not that it wasn't important against all the opponents that they played. But again, now you're starting to get into the part of the schedule where the next four games are against playoff teams from the West. And it feels like everybody knows that, right? It feels like the attention to detail, everybody's a little sharper, a little crisper, a little more on edge, which I think is great. And they're ready for it. 6:30 right here on 96.9 The Game, 6:30 on Bally Sports Florida. What was your sense of how the team is treating this opponent tonight against in the New Orleans Pelicans?
In the words of Coach Mosley, it's an opportunity, right? That's whatever challenge is, it's an opportunity to get better. It's an opportunity to test yourself. I think the taste of that Knicks game, we talked about it yesterday, we knew this would be kind of evident, is still in the back of their mouths because that was the last time really you played a playoff type of game. And again, that's no knock on the teams we played in between. And Indiana is, you know, we played them afterwards and they're obviously a playoff team, but it's a different style. The physicality that you saw with the Knicks is what you're going to see tonight. Good defensive team, good rebounding team, and then a guy in Zion Williamson that is about as physical a specimen as we have in this league. Keeping him away from the basket, you might as well be trying to keep Giannis away from the basket. Matter of fact, Giannis is the only guy in the league who's taken more shots within 5 feet of the bucket than Zion Williamson, and he's been available this year, and he's been very good. I'm very impressed, and I asked Coach Mosley about this because he worked with David Griffin in Cleveland. I think the roster has been put together very well. When you go through, like, there are no weaknesses. They've got somebody who attacks close to the bucket. They've got Brandon Ingram to take care of the mid-range. They've got three-point shooters in C.J. McCollum and other guys. They've got defensive specialists in Herb Jones. It's a well-put-together roster. Willie Green's got them playing very well, and it is. It feels like a playoff-type game. Not to mention, we're going to see them twice. First game after this homestand is out on the road, first game of April, I believe it is, second game of April, we play in the first, is in New Orleans. So it'll be a really good test tonight. It's going to be the first of four games. We got to remember, we get 3 days off after we play the Kings on Saturday. So that's a nice little boost. We've been talking all year about an 8-game homestand in the back half of March and what that can mean at this time of the season. How about a few days in the gym and what that could mean at this time of the season? So two really big games coming up here, and I think it's going to be electric tonight. NBA TV, it's at the very least a little bit of a national audience. Right. So I'm looking forward to this one. This should be fun.
Well, an 8-game homestand with 3 days off in the middle. I mean, that's kind of a nice opportunity for this Magic team. We'll be home for about 16 days here during this. So it's been it's certainly an opportunity for them to make up some ground. Very similar, are they not, on the defensive end? These teams, the Magic about fourth in defensive rating, the Pelicans sixth. Pelicans are a better offensive team. There's no question about it. They have better three-point shooting. Magic are better at getting to the free throw line and getting to the paint. So they're different offenses. They shoot it better, do the New Orleans Pelicans. And you mentioned Brandon Ingram in the mid-range game. They have a healthy Zion Williamson. He's played 57 games. The most he's played in a season, I believe, is 61. So he's closing in on the most games he's played in his NBA career. So they're a great story. But I think I think similar in Orlando, Jake, both of these teams are flying under the radar. You know, you're getting a little more noise with Zion Williamson because of the highlight reel dunks he made the last game. And, you know, and national media will check in on Zion from time to time. They more so check in on him when he misses a game, which is sad. Because it's a great story. Zion Williamson playing, and now tonight, game number 58. And again, we mentioned it yesterday, but for Magic fans driving to the arena, Magic fans have only seen Zion once. That's a few games he's played against any opponent. Then you go to Miami and Detroit and a couple others that he's played three times. But just one game in his career, and you got to go back to April of 2021, was the last time Zion Williamson played in this building, and the only time in his NBA career. But I was looking at that and feeling like with the length, the size, the physicality, the defense that New Orleans plays, there's a lot of similarities between these two teams, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, we're the two best defensive teams in the league as far as defensive rating goes post All-Star break. And so they're both playing. We both won 8 of 10. And, you know, you went through it, similar seeding. And I do think there is something to the fact that, you know, we're smaller markets. We haven't been very successful over the course of the last decade or so. And you're right. Like, it seems like most of the attention paid to New Orleans has to do with what Zion's weighing these days. We're all kind of guilty of it. But bottom line is the guy's played this year. By the way, Anthony Davis has also played a lot this year, and nobody's talking about that. Kind of bounce back years for both those guys, who are two of the best bigs, whatever you want to call them, power forwards. I don't even know what positions I'm in. He's a point forward now. They got the ball in his hands. He's just a unique. We really have never seen anything quite like him, and the league is certainly better when he's playing and on the floor. Yeah, this Pelicans team is
similar too in the bench. The bench, similar depth, right? Points per game off the bench. I mean, they had a big bench performance in the last game in their last victory, but very similar with their depth as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point. I mean, Trey Murphy, if you're not careful, that dude will absolutely light you up. And to have a player of that caliber coming off the bench, they've got a defensive specialist or two. But Herb Jones is really the one who fills that role, and he is a guy, obviously, who, you know, sort of parallels what we're doing. Now, it's a very similar situation. They've hit on draft picks. You think about guys like Hawkins, right? And the one thing is, you know, Coach Mosley mentioned this today, bringing CJ McCollum in was such a big move, and he's not the player that he used to be, but he's changed his shot diet. He's more efficient this year than he's ever been. He's just basically shooting threes. But when you have all the noise that organization has had over the last few seasons to bring in basically the best citizen we have in the entire league, right? Like, everybody wants CJ McCollum in their locker room.
Right.
I think that's made a huge difference. I think he's kind of straightened things out for him as well. So, Dante, when you look down the percentages, and, you know, I always think about Stan Van Gundy always said you need a top 10 team on both ends of the floor to be a championship contender. You don't want teams, obviously, that can't rebound or whatever. This team has very few weaknesses. I think there's a real chance that we're talking about this team as a Western Conference Finals team or whatever, as long as they can stay healthy. So it'll be a really, really good test tonight for sure.
Well, and I want to look at some of this, Jake, and I know you've got a ton of numbers, but there's three areas I want to look at, and it's Orlando's bench, record win, and then our call of the game will be Jonathan Isaac coming up after the break, because it's just remarkable when you have a guy like that, a luxury of a guy like that. But 50% or better from the floor, 23-1. Think about some of these numbers, right? Magic fans driving to the arena. When the Magic shoot 50% or better, they are 23-1. 12 straight games they've held their opponent under 50% shooting. 12 straight games. The NBA record, the NBA season record is 18 straight. They've done it 12 straight games coming into this one. New Orleans has also done it 12 straight. That's their season long here this year. When they allow less than 100 points, 18-2. 60-plus points in the paint, 17-2. Leading after three quarters, 34-1. When they score 116 points, that's the number. When they get to 116, they're 18-3. When they get to 112, like they did against the Charlotte Hornets, they are 29-6. 29-6. And oh, by the way, you're 24-9 at home, really 24-8. So you have a win percentage of almost .750. If you don't count that one game in Mexico City, that is staggering. That is your identity. That is what you have created. Scoring into pay, when you do get up to 116 points per game, when you shoot better than 50%, when the offense comes around, you're almost unbeatable because of how good you are defensively, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the beauty of it is the way this roster's been built, yeah, it needs to come from Paolo and Franz, but we've got a whole lot of other options offensively. Some nights it's Jalen and Gary knocking down threes. And of course, you get into the bench and how important that's been. And Coach Mosley's willingness to play whoever has the hot hand in crunch time. And so, you know, the formula, I think, was always you don't want to be overly reliant on one or two guys offensively. But what we've built now is a roster of two-way players, and you just don't feel like when you have any, you know, you got 10 or 11 guys to pick from, and when they're on the floor, you don't feel like you're giving up too much at either end. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing to have.
Right.
And those options coming off the bench, I mean, you've got different styles as well. Mo Wagner is a different type of player than Wendell Carter Jr. and Joe Ingles. And you've got different sort of ways to attack night in and night out. But in teams like this, there aren't very many weaknesses. So you need to find one or two mismatches and try to keep going back to it. And then when all else fails, just give the ball to number five and see what happens.
And just get out of the way. Well, you mentioned Mo Wagner and him coming off the bench. This Magic second unit, fourth in the NBA in points per game, third in field goal percentage. The Magic bench is third in field goal percentage, first in free throw attempts and makes, fourth in rebounds, tied for fourth in steals, second in blocks, third in points in the paint, fourth in points off turnovers, and third in minutes per game. You have depth. You basically have a top three or four bench in the entire NBA. How critical does that become? They're not going to get the minutes they're getting now when you get to a postseason. Oh, simply because you're going to ramp up minutes for Paolo and Franz and Jalen. Those guys have to be on the floor. You've worked 82 games to get to the postseason, so your best players play the most, right? So the minutes won't quite be there. When called upon, how unbelievably successful has that second unit been? Again, it's a top five for sure. It might be a top two or three bench in the NBA.
Yeah, and I think, look, we probably haven't talked enough about how important Joe Ingles has been, both to the bench, to the organization of that bench when they're on the floor, to the organization in general. When we had Franz on the podcast yesterday, Joe was the first name he said when we asked him about leaders within the locker room. He said Joe and Paolo. And we all kind of, Joe is so funny, I guess. Like, it's you watch him play, and he's just jawing constantly, and you just sort of take him lightly, I think. But I think that voice has been absolutely crucial. It's such a good mix of guys, and I think Joe's been in the middle of it. And then again, you know, when in doubt, when the bench is on the floor, you just go to that two-man game with Joe and Mo, and it works. And now the scary part, Dante, is Cole Anthony's coming around. And if we can get Cole back, what we saw at the beginning of the year, now we're cooking with gas. Because again, we said this yesterday, you know, yes, when we get to the postseason, those guys are going to be on the floor more. Your starters and obviously Paolo and Franz, but Cole Anthony's closed out a lot of games. Having Cole Anthony on the floor with Paolo, with Franz, with Wendell late in games, I don't think is out of the realm of possibility at all. So having a good, you know, 7-8 guys that you feel comfortable with playing in the fourth quarter of a playoff game, that's usually pretty rare, and I think it's what we got going on right now.
It certainly is. Now let everybody know, you mentioned it before we go to break here real quick, let everybody know about the podcast we did with Franz Wagner, Orlando Magic Pod Squad. Where they can find it. We're very proud of our partnership that we just struck with iHeart. It's quite frankly, it's just the best podcast platform there is. And we're very proud of our partnership. A lot of NBA teams have this partnership. And this is the first podcast that will be available since we came to terms with iHeart. And we're very excited about this one.
Yep. And beginning on Monday, all Magic Drive Time episodes will be posted. And they have been, you know, nothing's changing as far as where you can get it. It's kind of nerdy stuff. It's a platforming type thing. But iHeart is the best doing it. We put a lot of work into this partnership. It's been a long time coming. But I think you're going to get a more professional feel from it. And so that's exciting. And then having Franz on it for our, you know, debut episode, how much better could you get? He's so interesting. He's so smart for a 22-year-old. He's so far ahead of his years, and it was really enjoyable. You know, he's not the most like open guy. He's not Joe Ingles, put it that way. And so I think when he does the media scrums, sometimes he's a little bit guarded. I think we've got some good emotional responses from him. I love listening to him talk about his approach day to day, why it means so much to him to play, his relationship with Mo, obviously, and watching Mo during his breakout year. And then he gave us some great stuff on Paolo. I mean, that partnership and that sort of duo it's the future of our franchise. And so watching those two grow both as leaders and as players, you know, practically on the floor has been a joy. So that was great. And you can get it wherever you get your podcast, the latest Pod Squad with Franz Wagner.
All right, nice job. That's exactly right. Cheer for your Orlando Magic on Wednesday, March 27th during the Golden State Warriors' only visit to Kia Center this season. Experience Magic together when you get Paolo against Steph. Plus, be one of the first 10,000 fans in attendance, and you receive a limited edition Paolo Banchero bobblehead courtesy of Advent Health. Talk about bringing out the goods for one of the most exciting matchups of the season. Paolo Banchero bobblehead on March 27th for one of the first 10,000 fans in attendance. Buy your tickets now, OrlandoMagic.com. Our call of the game, and then we close it out. Magic Drive Time, back in a moment.
Orlando Magic fans, season tickets are now on sale. Now is the perfect time for fans to score the best seats for the 2024-2025 season with your Orlando Magic season tickets. Your seats and games are guaranteed from the moment you purchase your plan. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the Magic all season long. Beat the buzzer and learn more at OrlandoMagic.com/season tickets.
How do you measure the human spirit? In points? Distance? Maybe decibels? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit. Because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Advent Health, official champion of the human spirit.
No matter where you are for tip-off,
you're going to see a lot of this play.
The game is on.
Just outstanding.
Good for three.
Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Oh, my goodness.
Be here for the excitement.
Off the charts.
The thrills.
Slams it in.
The rivalries.
Put that on your highlight reel, young fella.
Be here for the moments that shape our season. Stream the Magic all season long on the Bally Sports app.
Game, guys. Now listen up.
In business, to have a winning streak, you need a dependable partner by your side. A lasting relationship where business needs meet personal solutions and expectations are always exceeded. When it comes to agility and performance, City National Bank, the official bank of the Orlando Magic, has the playbook to help you take your best shot. Visit citynational.com for more information. City National Bank is member FDIC.
Great dishes begin with top-quality ingredients. Goya offers a wide variety of products from rice, beans, masarepa, and seasonings to olives and olive oil, even low-sodium and organic items, to stock your pantry with a solid lineup of go-to ingredients. With Goya on your team, your signature dishes are always a slam dunk. For inspiration and recipes, visit Goya.com. And remember, if it's Goya, it has to be good. Goya is a proud partner of the Orlando Magic.
It's more fun to see the Orlando Magic hit the court live. And when you need tickets, Ticketmaster's got you covered with a wide selection of seats available for every game at a variety of prices. As the official marketplace of the Orlando Magic and the NBA, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat, whether you're making plans in advance or heading to the game last minute. With their virtual view from seat feature, you'll get a preview of your section to make sure you have the best view to catch more of those dimes and dunks. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make getting in on game day a breeze. Find tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Orlando Magic.
This is Coach Mose of the Orlando Magic, and you're listening to Magic Drive Time with Dante and Jake, only on 96.9 The Game.
Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli teetering on Jake Tapman territory when he hosts Magic Drive Time, leaving us only about 4 or 5 minutes here for this segment. So we'll run through it here real quick. The Magic are hosting the New Orleans Pelicans. We'll have it for you at 6:30 right here on 96.9 The Game and 6:30 on Bally Sports Florida. This game potentially could have been moved, but unfortunately, UCF falls to USF. That was unfortunate. So UCF basketball season comes to an end, and it clears the path for us to be on 96.9 here tonight. But again, congratulations to Johnny Dawkins. They had some big wins. There was a lot of excitement with UCF basketball this season, and they'll be back and better than ever next year. So we're excited to follow their progress. The Magic hosting the New Orleans Pelicans here tonight. We'll get you our call of the game. It's brought to you by Glip from RingCentral. We think the way you work with secure meetings and messaging on any device with Glip by RingCentral. Visit Glip.com to learn more. My call of the game is Jonathan Isaac. Jake, he's played 47 games this year. He played 45 games the previous 4 years combined. So he's played 47 this year. Season highs are 25 minutes played, 18 points, 12 rebounds, four blocks, three threes. Not all in the same game, obviously, but those are his season highs scattered in different games throughout the season. He scored in double figures 10 times. When he blocks a shot, the Magic are 25-8. When he blocks a shot, they are 25-8. When he plays 17 minutes, which he will do going into the playoffs, you'll get upwards of 20, right? They are 13-2. Magic are 13-2 when he gets 17 minutes out there on the floor. I'm telling you, this guy means this much defensively. Total blocks off the bench, he's third. And his block percentage, if he qualified, he needs about another five or six games to qualify. His block percentage would be fourth best in the NBA. Percentage of opponents' blocks, percentage of opponents' shots that are blocked while Jonathan Isaac is on the floor, just over 7%, which would be fourth best in the NBA. You're talking Victor Wembanyama is first, about 10%. And then right there would be Jonathan Isaac if he just had a handful more games. How impactful? Those are the numbers, but from what you see, how impactful is Jonathan Isaac and will he be going into the postseason?
Well, we know what he does defensively. We know what he does in the fourth quarter of games. We've seen it all year. These in the month of March, which is more than just a handful of games now. What, seven games I think he's played? He's shooting 64.7% from three-point range. Like, hello, he's shooting 40% did in the month of February. And so the three ball coming around for Jonathan Isaac is scary for the rest of the league. Not to mention he's shooting the same thing from the field, 64.7% from the field and 64.7% from three-point range here in the month of March, and taking a ton of shots. I mean, we're talking about a handful a game, but having that shot selection and just having the spacing, I mean, you know, you're getting kind of Jaylen vibes about how he's able to absolutely destroy teams on one end. And then on the other end, all he really needs to do is knock down open looks, because he's going to have the Mo and Joe show running that pick and roll, and Cole Anthony doing his thing. So with that second unit, like, J.I. is defensive specialist, and he can do literally everything. And so you think about a game like tonight, if he's on the floor and you got Brandon Ingram or Zion Williamson, take your pick, right? Like, he's the perfect guy to throw out against just about everybody in the apps in the entire league. I mean, we've seen it do Jalen Brunson, and then we've seen him do Giannis. So it's across the board. He's, I mean, 29 other teams would kill for a defender like that. It's just a matter of keeping him fresh. So coming down the stretch, I don't mind if we, and that's why, look, the other night against Charlotte, that's the beauty of building up a 35-point first-half lead is J.I. played 8 minutes in that game.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We didn't see him in the second half. We might have if it got any tighter than 20. But buying him games like that and a few days off, as we mentioned in the first segment coming up after the Sacramento game, down the stretch here, it's crucial to keep him fresh, and which can be easier said than done. We know how much he's been through. So because he's an absolute difference maker anytime you get him on the floor for any more than 20 minutes.
Let's get our upcoming games. Look ahead, powered by Ticketmaster. So you have tonight against New Orleans. You have Saturday against the Sacramento Kings. Then you got 3 days off, and then you're going to host the Golden State Warriors and then the LA Clippers. So this is a gauntlet here, the next four games. It's very difficult. And then you close it out against the Portland Trailblazers, the last game there on April 1st, and then you go back out on the road. So you've got a tough stretch here coming the next four games. Let's get you our injury report. Is brought to you by Advent Health, official team physicians of the Orlando Magic. We've been talking about Jonathan Isaac, and he'll be there. He'll be there tonight, as will Markelle Fultz. Just Kevon Harris, Jet Howard, and Trevor and Queen are out for the Magic. And for the New Orleans Pelicans, no Dyson Daniels, Malcolm Hill, EJ Liddell, Darion Sebron, they will be out. Matt Ryan is questionable, and Cody Zeller is available. I feel like he's always got a face mask, but he'll be wearing a face mask here tonight against the Magic. And then real quick, Jake, before we get out of here, we got to close it out with the standings, right? So you have a loss by the Cavaliers last night. Very hard for me to root for the Miami Heat to beat someone, so I wasn't. I wanted Cleveland to beat Miami, but Miami goes to Cleveland and wins. So by virtue of that Cavs loss, the Orlando Magic, Jake Chapman, are two games out of third in the Eastern Conference. A win tonight would put the Magic a game and a half back of the third-place Cleveland Cavaliers. And dare I say, with Milwaukee's loss to the Boston Celtics, you are three games out of third. You're three games out of third, and you play Milwaukee twice. You play Milwaukee twice down the stretch. You're 1-1 against the Bucks here down the stretch with 13 games to go. You're three games out of second. You're three games out of eighth here in the Eastern Conference. That's where you sit. This is going to be a phenomenal race here. You're only a half a game out of fourth here in the East. So you could say you own the tiebreaker with New York. You're 2.5 up on Indiana, and you hold that tiebreaker. So basically, Indiana is 3.5 behind you there. But how about that? I mean, you with the win tonight, you could be a game and a half out of second.
And last I looked, this was as of yesterday. It's still changing pretty rapidly. But strength of schedule, everybody's right bundled up there. It's like 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, us, the Cavs, the Pacers, and Miami. Everybody's got a few kind of layups. I think the Cavs play the Hornets 3 more times the rest of the year.
Right.
But then the rest of the month, they've got Miami again. They've got Denver. They go to Minnesota, I believe. So it's coming out of the stretch here. These four games out there are going to decide our seeding. I'm going to say that right now, these next four games against this Western Conference iron, it's going to decide where we settle. If we can go 3-1 or something like that, then I think, yes, let's start talking 2-3 seed in the Eastern Conference. I think that'll go a very long way.
This will tell a lot. This will tell an absolute lot. Philadelphia is kind of reeling. They started a West Coast trip now, right? They're out in Phoenix. They've got a tough New York closes out their long West Coast trip tonight at Denver. You've got Cleveland at Miami tomorrow, and then you're right. There's a Minnesota game in there. I mean, this is going to be some great basketball here down the stretch, and the Magic are right in the middle of all of it. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. When we come back, the Magic and the Pelicans. Have a great night, everybody.